Thursday, 33rd week in Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 14, verses 7 to 12. Brother and sister, none of us live for oneself, and no one die for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why then do you judge your brother or sisters? Or you, why do you look down on your brother and sister? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of the God. For it is written, as I live, say the Lord, every knee shall bend before me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then each of us shall give an account of himself to God. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 to 10. The tax collector and sinner were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisee and scribe began to complain, saying, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. So Jesus addressed this parable to them. What man among you having 100 sheep and losing one of them would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he find it? And when he did find it, he set it on his shoulder with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he called together his friends and neighbors and said to them, rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what women, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds, and when she did find, she called together her friends and neighbors and said to them, rejoice with me, because I have found the corn I had lost. In the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Sharing the reading, first the theme. No one is an ouch. Many people think they could independently live and rely on nobody. If they carefully think, they will see they can never do that. They cannot live without others, and it is impossible for them to live without God. In God's providence and his plan of salvation, everybody have a duty to help others and to work for the salvation of all. Today's readings orient people's heart to help and to build up, instead of to judge, to criticize, and to condemn each other. In the first reading, St. Paul called people's attention to their role and mission in God's plan of salvation. Because none of us lived to himself, and none of us died to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. In the Gospel, some scribes and Pharisees criticized Jesus when he led tax collectors and sinners to listen to him and ate with them. Jesus clearly declared his intention. He came to call sinners, and the heavenly hosts will joyfully celebrate because one of sinners repented. Analysis. First reading. Each of us shall give account of himself to God. First point. If we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. The reason why St. Paul could say this verse, because his concept of Christ's mythical body. A Christian, when we were baptized, became a member of one body, which is the church, with Christ in the head. If a member cannot be separated from a living body, a Christian cannot be separated from Christ's body. He can say that he doesn't want to be in that body, but it is not due to his intention that he not belong to it. If he realizes his presence in Christ's body, he will try to build up his body by improving himself and other members so that the whole body will be healthy. Since Christ had died and risen, he would no longer die again. So it risen. Though he will die in body, his body will be gloriously resurrected on the last day. Therefore, St. Paul could say the verse to the Romans, none of us live to himself, and none of us die to himself. If we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Second point. We should not judge others, but ourselves. If all are members of one body, a member cannot esteem himself as the most important member so that he can criticize and judge other members. All members rely on each other to live together and to make the body healthy and strong. Therefore, it is useless for a Christian to criticize and to judge others. It is better if he would yield the time of criticizing others for judging himself, to find out what he can do to enlarge God's kingdom and to make other members better. Moreover, the one who had a duty to judge is Christ, not our duty. He will judge and return to everyone according to the works they did on the last judgment day. Second, the Gospel. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Third point. The scribes and the Pharisees judged others instead of themselves. One of the main conflicts between Jesus and some of the scribes and the Pharisees is their hypocrisy. They always look for opportunities to put down Jesus, either of not washing hands before meals, or healing in the Sabbath, or in today's passage, eating and drinking with sinners. The scribes and the Pharisees thus felt uttered. They believe tax collectors and prostitutes are public sinners who will never be allowed to meet with the righteous and to be in God's kingdom. Second, they judged. They murmured, "This man receives the sinners and eats with them." To them, when Jesus had contacted the people, he made himself unclean. They had a reason to think as such, because there is a Vietnamese proverb for teaching children: near end will be dark, near light will be enlightened. This concept, however, is true only for children or weak people. It is not true for Jesus and those who have a duty to educate others. Their mission is to change sinners and to strengthen the weak. In other passages, Jesus blamed them for their hypocrisy. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within they are full of dead man bones and all uncleanness. So you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." See Matthew chapter 23, verse 27. They should clean themselves before they can judge others. In today's report, Jesus would like to orient them to God's mercy and compassion for sinners. Second point, Jesus gave his audience three parables about God's mercy. Two are included in Gospel today. First, one lost sheep. The sheep which was lost, it is fought because it did not follow the shepherd. The owner did not pay attention to it fault, but to search for it. He searched because it belonged to him, even he still had 99 other sheep. When he found it, he did not condemn nor scold, but joyfully embraced it on his shoulder and organized a banquet. Same thing happened to Jesus. He came to look for the lost sheep and to bring them into one herd so that there would be one herd and one shepherd. Sinners are also God's children. Their souls are valuable to him because he created them, and his son's blood had been poured out to redeem them. Second, one lost corn. The corn was lost due to the women's mishap. Many people fell to sin because of unlucky situations in life or of their weakness. The women lighted up a lamp to search for it, because it belonged to her. Even she still had other 9 corns. When she found it, She also celebrated with a banquet. Some people jokingly said she probably spent all night gone to repair for her banquet. A parable paid attention only to one main point. Other possible points might occur, but it is not the author's attention. Both parables were ended up with Jesus' conclusion. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Application in life. We must frequently examine our conscience to recognize that we all are sinners before God. This will help us to avoid judging, criticizing, and condemning others. God loves sinners and is always ready to look for them. We must also forgive and help others to return to God. Since God loved and forgave all our sin, we have no right to condemn others, as the scribes and the Pharisees did, but to find a way to bring others back to God. Amen.